All right, hello everyone, happy Friday, and welcome back to Frontline Fridays, where we explore the hearts and minds of the leaders who elevate the retail and hospitality front lines to greatness. And I say that because today we're going to talk about hospitality and what is their secret sauce. We are here to find out. This show is brought to you by Ubik, the AI-powered super app that gives frontline teams the performance tools they need to communicate, learn, and work right in the palm of their hands. And my name is Ron Thurston. I'm the author of a best-selling book called Retail Pride and the co-founder of a retail recruiting company called Aussie. And if you may see behind me at the moment, I am in the kind of editing phase of my second book coming out next year. So you get a fun kind of preview on this video today. And I'm excited to say that this is our 20th episode of Frontline Fridays. We'll have a few more episodes this year, and then we will launch season two, the beginning of 2025. So certainly much more to come on that. But first, I wanted to introduce you to Nayla Nash, who is a renowned retail executive currently serving as the director of retail at the Ritz-Carlton on Amelia Island here in Florida. And in 2015, she transformed the resort's retail business, blending luxury with local charm. And we're going to learn more about that. Nayla oversees the boutique stores, curating exclusive items and launching successful pop-up shops. Her leadership has integrated retail into the guest experience, further elevating the resort's very high status. And beyond Amelia Island, she mentors global retail teams for the Ritz-Carlton, impacting luxury retail practices across the hospitality sector with her innovative vision and dedication to excellence. And with that, I will say, Nayla, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So we met this morning. I was sharing the story of, like, where did we meet? I was going through my emails because I couldn't remember how we connected. And it was in March of this year. There were some pictures posted from Shop Talk with some of the incredible women of women in retail leadership, which you're involved with, specifically Sharonda Weatherspoon and Roz Johnson, who I've known for 20 plus years. We go back to Gap days in the early 2000s, and Sharonda through Women in Retail Leadership, and you're involved with that organization. And you had been commenting about it, and I'm like, I need to meet this woman. And so I messaged you, and here we are 6 months later having this conversation.
Yes. Thank you so much for the invitation to sit down with you today. It really, you're such a legend in the industry, and it's truly a treat to have a great conversation today.
It's my treat. And I think we've not really spent a lot of time on hospitality specifically, or kind of retail within the hospitality industry. So I'm excited to hear more about that. But let's start with you. I want to hear your story. I gave a very quick introduction, but you've spent your career in stores. You grew up in stores, and those stories are always the best to share. So give us a little bit about your background. How did you end up in this industry? Was it accidental, intentional? Tell us all about you.
Yes, well, thank you so much. My career with retail was, I wanna say it was destiny, but it definitely wasn't my first selection right out of university. So I started a career with a very large technology company that everyone would know if I said the name. And I was a result of a downsizing, and I was shopping in a department store every day. And the general manager comes up to me one day and she says, "You need a discount. Would you like to work here part time?" And I said, "Yes, you know, actually I would." And that was the beginning. I got into her store, and really, I was working there a few days a week I had a severance package. I was fine, you know, and I started realizing the magic of retail, that you can incorporate fashion, design, business with the human engagement of being in front of another human being and styling them for a special occasion and really becoming a part of the textile of their lives. Literally, you're choosing the garments that they wear to their son's wedding, which is so special for me. And so I fell in love with it. What I didn't know is that she had plans to grow me very quickly. And I grew very quickly in the organization and eventually opened prototype stores and grew to a director level in that company. And then I joined J.Crew and at the height of J.Crew's status. And so from Saks Fifth Avenue, which taught me so much about integrating different designers and working with brands, and then going over to J.Crew, which taught me the art of detail, being singularly focused on the art of the detail. And then in 2015, Ritz-Carlton tapped me on the shoulder and asked me to come on board. And it has been a creative journey ever since. So I'm just, it's the joy of my life, really.
Incredible. Yeah. And I think you had mentioned to me that you thought kind of that Saks Fifth Avenue, that time really felt like a retail education, like it was your university.
It was.
And you know, share more about that, because department stores often do have that ability and sometimes resources to really treat it like a university. So how did that feel at that time being new to the industry?
It was fantastic for me because I was learning about the brands and what their each brand's expectation was. So in a department store, you have the ability to work with 100, maybe 200 brands simultaneously. So if you're presenting garments to your guest, or from a leadership or merchandising perspective, merchandising a sales floor, you have brands that sit next to each other and need to play nicely together, but they're each other's competition at the same time. So learning what made each brand special and the textiles of each garment, and each brand has a signature, it really made me fall in love with that business model, because there was just this never ending ability to learn about different brands or different ways of presenting those brands. So I just really found it a robust way to learn every day. I remember learning how to pronounce Ermengildozinga, and for the first time. And as you know, it's a very popular men's brand, but yeah. That to me was just in Corleone. We would write it out hyphenetic or in hyphenetics for our team, so that they knew how to say it. And just those little touch points for the guest really makes a difference, because we become their educators of fashion.
Right.
And it's really special.
Yeah. And that also gives you credibility in the space. And and how do you make sure that you are as you know, kind of educated, as you said, but knowledgeable and thoughtful and engaged with the brands, because it gives you credibility, which always helps with the sale, always.
Yeah.
But I want to jump in your also personal work with a couple different board and board work with organizations that are important to you. And I wanted to share that, and then we'll move into hospitality world. So tell us about the two organizations. I did my own homework this morning, but I want to make sure everyone hears about important work that you do.
Absolutely. So I sit on the board of Trinity Love Hoblit Foundation, which specializes in aneurysm research. September is National Aneurysm Month, and we really want to blaze a trail so that people are educated about the signs, symptoms of aneurysms, if they feel like there's an emergency, how to treat that, what the response time needs to look like, because aneurysms can be prevalent and they're irreversible once they burst. So we really want to give that education so that people know that there is an option for saving. And so we sit on a board with people who also do a lot of stroke research as well. So that's important to us. We're all busy professionals, and my personal tenement is health as well. So truly, we want for everyone to be healthy, happy, and the same for the people that they surround themselves with. So I also sit on the board of Gifting Grants as well, which is a philanthropic organization that really helps to liquidate excess inventory in a philanthropic way. So they're able to liquidate inventory for overstock, which a lot of retail companies have at this current time. And they give those proceeds to a charitable organization. So it's really special.
Really special. Yeah. And we'll make sure that we include the links to both of these organizations in the show notes so that people can look and sign up, maybe volunteer, maybe contribute money, you know, any of those things to support, because where you can use your expertise and experience outside of just the work that all of us do in this industry is incredible. And I'm proud to do that work myself. So thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
So let's jump into kind of luxury and Ritz-Carlton and a retail business and a hospitality business and selling and teaching. And so let's just talk about how does the model work? And then how are you kind of anticipating needs and creating the retail as part of the overall hospitality experience?
Okay. So I serve as the director of retail at the Ritz-Carlton Amelia Island, which is paradise. If no one has been there, please come visit. It is absolute paradise. A small little barrier island off the coast of Jacksonville. We love to see it. So we have a very robust retail offering there that really we always say that it's toothpaste to Hermes and everything in between. So we really want to meet the guests where they are, and they're relaxed and they have discretionary income typically. And we really want to serve them in a way that gives them their time back. It takes them out of the mall environment that can be somewhat of a hustle and bustle or a stressful shopping experience. And we want for them to be able to shop in their swimsuits, to come in from the pool with their children and their husband. And sometimes mom just breaks away and gets an extra 20 or 30 minutes for herself. And we want for that extra 20 or 30 minutes to be the best that could ever happen. We give her a glass of champagne. We treat her in a very special way. We listen to her and answer her needs. And before she knows it, she has a nice wardrobe that maybe she has a date night with her husband that night and she wants something special to wear, or maybe she has a wedding or a special occasion coming up. Or we've even done closet reworks where our guests will come in and say, I want a full new look. I want a casual capsule. I would love to have a special occasion capsule, swimwear. I want the full gamut, and we're able to do that.
Wow. And I love that you're describing this as maybe it's an assumption often on my part that the retail piece can feel like an afterthought of, you know, in case they need something. What you're describing is we are here as an important part of your experience at the Ritz-Carlton Amelia Island. Whatever that means to that customer at that time, we're here as part of the experience.
Absolutely. My team and I nickname our operation Main Street. So that kind of gives you the context of what we're doing, because it is Main Street. Our guests walk down the corridor of our hotel and they're greeted and we have smiles and, you know, we have everything that they need, from a child's toy for the beach to dad's slacks that he forgot for the fine dining restaurant, along with a blazer. We have a swimsuit for mom. We have everything that they need to look beautiful as they're enjoying their vacation. And it really is special. We've had some incredibly special human moments in our spaces that they may not get in other parts of the hotel. And we really have the ability to connect with the guests. As you know, we have this in common that retail is such a special, intimate time with your your guest, if you're wardrobing them or styling them or just listening to them, it really is an intimate experience. So we get the ability to do that every day. And for the, I'll speak for the ladies and gentlemen that serve our guests. They are, it's their joy as well.
Wow. And I'm imagining, you know, it's because you're on Amelia Island, people are also, maybe it's more families, it's less of the business traveler that's there for one night. People are there maybe for several nights at a time, and maybe for special events and weddings and all kinds of the these momentous occasions in people's life. And you're integrating your business into those special moments at the same time. You're right, they happen in the store, but you're also in an environment that's celebrating special occasions.
We do. And we also have that business guest. So we're just about half and half for our guests that come for celebrating special occasions, and then the business professionals like you and I who travel for a living. So we forget things too. I always forget cell phone chargers. I have a million of them. So I'm always
guilty.
Looking for I have so many and I forget it every time. So I'm always looking for a retail store or a retail experience. Or my dad likes hats. And so I always try to bring my mother and my father back a hat from wherever I travel. So I'm always looking for a retail store to get that logo. Or
I love whatever. That. And when you think about your the brand, kind of the Ritz-Carlton brand and the influence that the experiences have the impact on that, you know, that's also a really high bar. And who you hire and how you train, you know, every attention to detail and every part of the experience is at the highest level. And is it scary? Is it motivating? Is it like, what's your state of mind when it comes to that? Because it's a powerful, it's a powerful brand to stand under.
No, without a doubt, Ritz-Carlton is the absolute highest bar. There isn't any bar that is above that from a service standpoint. And I meet that challenge with joy every single day. I joined the brand because we had common values. I learned more about, I actually studied Ritz-Carlton in university. And I did a thesis on Ritz-Carlton. Never thought that I would have the opportunity to work for them because I wasn't in hospitality, just like I wasn't in retail at that time. but I did a thesis on Ritz-Carlton and really fell in love with the values. And it really was kismet when I had the opportunity to integrate a brand that I loved and a brand that I had come to know from a academic standpoint with my retail background, and then create something special. So we really run the 500 meter race for gold every single day. And that's how we educate our ladies and gentlemen, is that you're going for gold every single day. Silver and bronze don't exist. Our customers, they come for the most incredible experience of their life. Our guests may have saved for an eternity for their first Ritz-Carlton vacation, or they may be a regular Ritz-Carlton guest that sees us every weekend. But either way, we owe them the most incredible experience that they've ever had every single day, every single interaction. So that's a challenge that I don't take lightly, and it's the highest bar in the world, and we come in to do it every day. We run the Olympics every single day, so we don't have to wait for 4 years. We do it every day.
Yeah, I'm so in awe of that, of creating, having the ability to hire and create and maintain that level of service. And you know, when I see it in a restaurant or hear about what you're doing, you know, I think we have to just give it its due credit of how much work that is, that it doesn't happen by accident. It takes extraordinary consistency. It takes extraordinary leadership to do that. It's also about having the right product. It's about the operations and the efficiency and time for many people is also one of the greatest luxuries. And so, you know, all of that requires you to really do things in a very special and unique way. And it's another version of retail, you know, that we kind of lump into, oh, that's retail. Your version of that is very different and very special and should be celebrated.
Thank you. It is an honor for us every single day. I'll speak on behalf of my ladies and gentlemen. We go home every single day so full and so satisfied because we interact with the most special people. And that really is the reward of the role. Of course, there's a compensation that goes with it. It's you know, it's someone's career. However, the reward of the role every single day is meeting and greeting our fellow ladies and gentlemen who are guests in the hotel and just exceeding their expectations. It really does fill us up, and we're so grateful.
And I'm imagining the relationships you're building both with the client, but also just through your career. You know, the relationships, you know, we kind of started at the open. You know, this industry is built on relationships and the people that we both know, the people you and I have in common, organizations like Women in Retail Leadership that help bond those relationships. So how has that fueled your career and your personal growth?
Oh my goodness, relationships is everything. If I had a tattoo right here, it would say relationships. It is the most important. It is my North Star. It is something that I cherish and don't take for granted. And relationships have gotten me to where I am, and they will continue to elevate me in the future. And it's something that I just really cherish. And I hope that it's a two-way street that I'm able to give and pour into others and elevate them as well. But relationships is really where the rubber meets the road for me, because as you organically build a relationship, you build trust and you build understanding, and you're able to bring two entities together that have things in common that they may not know that they have in common, and really make magic for the guests. And that's what we do every single day, is we bring in brands that sometimes our customer may recognize. Some of them maybe asked for them and they thought that they would never have the opportunity to have one for themselves. And some is introducing them to a brand for the first time. And then they fall in love with that brand and it becomes their brand. And so we love the ability to really create relationships for our guests with their favorite brands. And also on a more strategic level, it's an honor for me to be able to do that on behalf of our business.
Yeah, absolutely. And then with clients that come back and see you also again and again. So it's, you're right. You have relationships with the brands, relationships with the client, relationships with the industry and how it grows. And it certainly can't be overstated. I agree with you. I should also have the same, you know, tattoo, because I believe so strongly in it. What, you know, as you're speaking to, we'll just say, as you're maybe opening new properties or doing other work, how do you describe the importance of that to other people?
It's one of those things that's somewhat intangible. I think that it's better modeled than explained. Mm-hmm. It really is an art. It really takes a lot of listening and compromise and partnership. So partnership, I think, is best modeled, which is why it's an honor for me to be able to mentor with other properties in the Ritz-Carlton brand, because modeling that behavior of, this is what partnership looks like, this is what the duality of the and the value add looks like for the company when we're speaking of business relationships. And so that's really an art. I believe that it's a gift of mine, is being able to sit at the table with major brands and, you know, I have so many people who are in C-suite positions that I have the ability to call friends and just over a cup of coffee say, how do we make magic together? You know, how do we get to, because we all have the same goal, hopefully, and it's to meet and exceed the expectations of our guests, whether they're in a storefront, whether they're in a hotel, whether they're on a yacht or a cruise liner, wherever our guest is, we want to meet them and exceed their expectations. Mm-hmm. So how do we do that together?
Mm-hmm. And the challenge of what you're describing that I know from my own experience is that there's no one answer about how to make that happen. That every, you know, as someone that also kind of teaches sales training, you can't say this is what this experience will look like for everyone. You say, you know, you learn how to navigate what does this experience need to look like for this client or this brand today in this moment that will look different tomorrow. And that's the real skill. It isn't teaching the step 1 through 10. It's navigating that every engagement and relationship is different.
You're so right. If I had a second tattoo, it would be flexibility. Because, you know, relationship and then being flexible, it's to your point, is that every interaction is so different. Just the same way that each one of our hotels is different and has a different personality. Or if you're in brick and mortar retail, every single store has a different topic, a different audience, a different staff that come from different life experiences. Flexibility is one of the key soft skills of a retailer. We are so agile, and that's why our skills are transferable to any organization. We can work masterfully in any organization that you put us in, because we are flexible and we are agile. And I don't even think that people know that they're holding these skills. When you open the doors to your store every day and you don't know what you're going to get, you have to be flexible.
You have to. And that skill, I think, recognized, it's almost, you know, I think at this point in my career, it's like you have to say it out loud. You have to say, you know what? We actually don't know what's going to happen today, you know, as we open the doors. But what I do know is that every person that leaves this building is going to have something positive to say, and or built a new relationship, or was introduced to a new brand, or was engaged or had a conversation that they didn't expect to have. Those are the things that you do know. How you get there, you have no idea. And you have no idea who's going to walk through the door. And I don't know, I find that so inspiring that we, in this business, which is one of the few where you don't need a reservation, you don't need any reason to walk or not to walk into the doors of this retailer, that every day we meet strangers and we work to create experiences for them. I find that so inspiring. And you're just doing it at the you just add another layer of, and at the same time, this is the Ritz-Carlton. So there's just this magic that I know you're creating every day that is so powerful.
It definitely boils down to the team, right? You talked about selection, and we always hire for those soft skills. We can teach and apply strategy. We can teach and apply our own practices and algorithms and our values. However, those soft skills of listening and empathy and really tuning in to the human that's in front of you, those are skills that you cannot teach. And so we really, that is the bar for me. When I sit down in front of an interviewee who is going to eventually touch the guest, that is what I look for.
I see that. And I think last question, because we're running out of time here, just as you think about your future, like the future of your business and the future of your board work, you know, what are you thinking about, you know, not only holiday 2024, which is right around the corner in your business, but, you know, fully planned and strategized out, but 2025 and beyond, where is Nayla?
Oh my goodness. Nayla is growing the platform of hospitality retail. I and Ritz-Carlton, of course, will, as always, we will rise to the occasion and be in the front of that crowd. But hospitality retail really is an infant, and it is being developed and grown and nurtured. And I really am so excited to see this moment in our industry where the mall experience meets your vacation and or wherever you are. Even at a business meeting, you know, you get everything that you need. So from a career perspective, just continuing to grow that within the Ritz-Carlton brand will be a joy for me. And from a board perspective, just really having the opportunity to give back to the community and serve those who have been so instrumental in my career development and just continue to serve, really. I'm a servant leader, so at the end of the day, the opportunity to get in and get back is a joy.
Yeah, and I can hear and feel the passion that you have for that, and the commitment that you have to do it every day is really inspiring. So thank you for that, because I know that it's really hard work, but you do it tirelessly and you do it with love and compassion, and thank you for being on the show. Really, really appreciate you.
Oh, the pleasure is mine. Thank you, Ron. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we're right on time. We're going to wrap this up. And so for our listeners, keep learning and inspiring and meeting people like Nayla, because I'm very inspired. And on September 27th, in 2 weeks, I will be here on the show back live with Carrie Helm, who's the Senior Director of Stores for a brand I'm sure everyone knows called EverEve. And be sure to follow Ubik on LinkedIn for details of upcoming shows. And listen anytime on demand on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, and your favorite podcast channels. And if you're searching for next generation communication, micro learning, and task management tools to guide your frontline teams into the future, check out what Ubik can do. Just click the link in the comments. And with that, have a great weekend, everyone. And thanks again, Nayla.
Thank you.